family, now in its 27th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 2, Book 134 of the Barber Family Saga. Today, Girl with a Torch. While the barber, coming into the master bedroom at 10 o'clock on a rain-swept March evening, finds her husband in rolled pajamas and slippers, dozing in a chair.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why don't you get into bed? You're undressed.
Huh? Oh, I'm waiting. I'm going to get some information.
From whom?
Never mind. Can't I have a few secrets of my own?
Well, I'm going to turn in. The rain makes me sleepy. I wrote to Hazel.
Wrote her?
Would you like to read the letter?
Well, how could you write when we don't know what to say?
I knew exactly what to say. It's there on the bureau if you want to see it. I'll mail it the first thing in the morning.
Let's see it.
Paul says allow 5 days for Rome, but Hazel's last letter got here in 3.
You left out a word.
What word?
This doesn't make sense. Listen, I read it. It is possible, of course, that Greta turned to Hank on the... from her unhappy engagement to Pinky.
What?
Read it yourself.
It is possible, of course, that Greta turned to Hank on the... oh, on the rebound.
Oh, yes. Write it in before you mail it.
I will.
Engagement to Pinky. And if she has turned to Hank as a means of healing the hurt, well, I am sure that of all the young men I have ever known, Hank is best qualified to provide the love which will help her to forget those turbulent first months here when life in America turned her head.
Listen.
Yes?
I heard someone on the stairs. Open the bedroom door.
Paul, perhaps. I see. Paul, that you?
A splendid night for an amphibious landing. Good evening, Henry.
Oh. Yeah, Mr. Madden. You're home early. Fanny, it's your cousin.
Consider, are you soaking wet?
Inside or outside?
Oh, shame on you. What happened to your necktie?
It dangled as I was removing my cape, and with icy raindrops on my cold, stiff fingers, I was unable to tie it again.
You're a disgrace. You really are, consider.
Here. Sit here.
In the nick of time. Thank you, Henry. Pinky turned up pretty late for his job tonight. Mr. Sears was somewhat vexed, if vexed is a strong enough word.
Oh, were you at the hotel?
I was indeed.
Here, lift up those. Lift your foot and let me take off those sopping wet shoes.
Oh, sweetie, Fanny. Oh, what a lucky man you are, Mr. Barber. Who's that going to... oh, yes, as I was saying, I was indeed at the hotel. I led a jolly group in community singing in French. Le Pont d'Avignon. And I heard the blasting voice of an aggrieved employer rising in cadences of stormy rebuke from the lobby, and I lowered my head in a short, devout prayer that Pinky would be discharged, but instead he was forgiven.
Why would you want him discharged?
Oh, Henry, this lad was fashioned for gaiety, for travel, for adventure, for the companionship of an unfettered spirit like me. Why do you think I'm waiting around here? I am waiting like a wise squirrel for the fall of the acorn. It won't be too much longer now.
Listen, there's someone on the stairs. Is Greta going up to Paul's studio?
Come on, Greta. Come on up to my studio and hear the rain on my rooftop.
In Norway one summer where I was, the rain fell not with a patter, but with a hiss on straw. It was a thatch roof.
Who was it?
Greta's going up to Paul's studio. Was Hank with him?
Paul, good evening.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, Father Barber.
Here it is, Greta. Good evening. Where is Hank?
He was called to Letterman on an emergency. He will come back here as soon as he can.
Yes, very well, Greta.
See you later, Dad.
Here it is. Well, Hank was called to the... look at your cousin.
Oh, how could he? He's fallen asleep, sitting straight up.
Get him out of here. Put him in his own room.
Consider... Henry, shake him a little.
Here, wake up. Here, come on. Never mind, Fanny. I'll lift him.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, been putting on weight.
Henry.
Oh.
Put him down. Put him on the bed.
Not in my bed. Not again.
Oh, you're going to drop him?
Oh, weighs more than I thought.
Well, put him down. Put him on the bed.
Perhaps I'd better.
Home, a haven on a windy night. Oh, Florida,
go get his pajamas, Henry, and undress him. We might as well leave him here.
House guest. I don't mind house guests, but let's find some way to keep him out of my bed.
studio at the top of the house, a few minutes later, Greta watches Paul stir up the fire.
Hank says he adores sleeping up here under the eaves on rainy nights, and I see why. One feels so snug.
Isn't there a top-floor bedroom in the house Susie gave you?
He is to occupy that, if we accept the house.
Is there a doubt?
I can't get Hank to even talk about it. Hank is very troubled about something, Uncle Paul. Do you know what it is?
Yes. Yes, Greta, I do.
Well, I'm glad. Is it something I've done? Please tell me. No matter what it is, it's better to know.
Hank's got himself convinced that you're still in love with Pinky.
With Pinky? What a perfectly fantastic idea. Well, how appalling. Would he think for one moment I would allow myself to even look at Pinky after what happened before? I'm not that naive. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've not caught on to everything. But I know when someone offers me nothing but heartbreak. Yes, and trouble, and misery, and loneliness, and humiliation. One time was enough. I have long ago ruled Pinky out of my life.
Now, honey.
Why is he now suddenly courting me? This is what he should have done when we were engaged. I will not permit this. I've rebuked him. Once I even slapped him. I've done all I could to tell him no. Please explain to Hank.
Yes, I will. I'll have a talk with him right away.
That is why I want us to go at once, tonight, as soon as Hank is back from Letterman, and drive to Reno, or wherever we must go, and wake up a justice of the peace and be married. So that will be the end of Mr. Pinky. There could be no doubt in anybody's mind. I will be Mrs. Captain Hank Murray, and that will stop it. Oh, I do not want even to think of Pinky. I'm sorry. I cannot stay any longer.
Now, Greta, hold on.
Tell Hank I've gone home and will be sound asleep, with my clothes packed, ready to leave for Reno.
Honey.
I'm glad you were so frank with me. Good night.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to walk home with you.
I would rather you didn't. It is five doors only. I would rather be alone. Good night. Good night.
Paul?
Yes, Dad. Come on up.
What's the commotion?
Come in.
Consider Martin fell asleep in my room. I put him on the bed. Temporarily. But I want him moved back into Margaret's old room.
I'll help you in a minute. Joan, Greta's on her way home, alone. If she doesn't get there within the next... Oh, she is. No, all right, never mind. She ran, I guess. It'll be kind to her. I had to ask her a rough question. I'll see you later. Good night. I better walk in while I was talking.
If Hazel asked us to write and tell her the true situation, I can't sleep and I'll write tonight. Did you find out what's going on?
Afraid I did, Dad.
It is Hank, of course. Greta is in love with Hank.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah?
I think all her life she'll be in love with Pinky.
Yes, we were hoping against hope, of course, but as I told your mother, both of us have suspected that all along.
Later, Paul carries the inert figure of the octogenarian playboy to Margaret's old room and tucks him into bed.
Another bed. I've always enjoyed a variety of beds.
Good night, Susie. All right, Dad, turn out the light.
Good night, Mr. Martin. Yes. Now, your mother wrote a letter which gave Hazel a false note of optimism. I hate to counter that in the same mail, but I suppose I should.
Well, what's the hurry? I could be wrong, you know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Why, George, that's a fact. People talk as if you were always right. But I suppose you're wrong as often as anybody. Yes, that's very interesting, Paul. Excellent. You've cheered me up, my boy. We'll hold off the letter and wait it out. Yes, Fanny, there's some hope after all.
Good night, Dad.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carl Denis Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 3, Book 134, Big News for Pinky. One Man's Family, winner of 47 national awards, now in its 27th year.